Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi!
Happy Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday, yo. Good morning.
Really? Are you getting a taco today?
No, we're getting Dan's hamburgers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, nothing says Taco Tuesday like Dan's hamburgers.
Well, it is Taco Tuesday in my later today. So, I think dinner tonight is tacos.
Nice.
Taco Tuesday tonight. But, you know, you can deviate from Taco Tuesday and, you know, you don't have to have tacos all day long. Little showers, a little drizzle this morning.
It's weird.
Oh, really?
You haven't heard it? No, Sarah?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, South Austin, dude. I was driving in and I'm like, okay, all right, we got rain today. It's weird. And it's like hot and now it's like humid. Or at least it is in like Central Austin. Ugh.
It is 84% humidity.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Look at me. I'm the weather guy today. 91.
Man, my hair is going to look terrible.
Are you leaving the house at
where
all?
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going in Round Rock? You haven't even gone outside yet.
Do
That's
you leave?
True, but no, I do leave. And my hair just gets really poofy when it's humid. Yes, I do leave the house sometimes.
Okay.
You know. Went to the grocery store yesterday. Ooh!
Yeah, I did too. Wow, look at us. We're so adventurous. it is National Pharmacy Technician Day. So if you happen to stop at Walgreens or CVS out in your very exciting adventures, be sure to give those people behind the counter a little shout out. Yeah. Maybe they'll throw in a couple extra pills for you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Give them a shout. I bet they will not even know it's that day because, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're so busy, and it's like no one these days during the pandemic is like super nice like that. Like, you know, like hey, have a good day. Today's your day. I doubt that happens.
CVS is hiring a ton of pharmacy technicians because we got to keep up with the demand of all the stuff that's going on, especially now that we have to start fulfilling all of these
vaccines. Y'all, the best thing happened to me a couple days ago. Like, you're talking about pharmacy and stuff, and my family got the flu shot and I didn't get it, and my kids are hounding me to get it, like they know what's up. Like, they're 6 and 3. I'm like, come on guys, I'll get it when I get it.
Every single expert said that this year it is more crucial than ever before
to get it,
to get a flu shot. This is the most important flu shot you will ever get in your life.
I mean, it's like The Bachelor, though. Every season they say that, like, this is the most epic Bachelor. Every season they say that about the flu shot.
Every year I understand your reluctance, but come on, put two and two together this year.
Okay, here's the great thing, guys, that happened. I was at Target it doesn't even matter, but with 290 Mopac, the one that, you know, right across from the Walmart. I was in Target shopping, and then some woman walks up to me with a clipboard and like the clinical, like whatever, the doctor smock thing, the coat, and she was like, hey, have you got your flu shot yet? And I was like, no. And she's like, well, we don't have a line right now, we can give you a free flu shot. And I was like, okay. And I went, bro. It was the best thing ever. And then I got $5 off whatever I purchased at Target.
Oh, wow.
I mean, look. I know it's not like the most epic, like earth-shattering thing, but it was so convenient for me. It was the most convenient thing ever in my life. Like, just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It could have been just some stranger that just shot me out with something.
Right. This is how weird I am about it. I just, I was at Costco the other day, and they were doing, they had a like flu shot table there at
Same
Costco,
thing.
And I'm like, eh.
You didn't opt. Okay.
I'm sure it's fine. I just felt weird about it.
A year ago, I got a flu shot at a brewery in New Orleans.
Bro.
Yes, you did.
I remember.
You really, I mean, as important as it is to get a flu shot, you need to be a little bit more selective as to where you get it. All right, coming up next, Caitlin is going to a wedding, but this is, of course, 2020. This is a wedding with costumes. Is it okay to bring a date? Yeah. We'll talk to her coming up next on Mix 94.7 and the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
AMC Theaters is now offering a new way to go to the movies during the pandemic. Listen to this.
The country's largest movie theater chain now allowing guests to rent out an entire theater for up to 20 people.
Nothing lifts your spirits like watching Sonic the Hedgehog in an abandoned building.
How do we feel about weddings, y'all? Are we starting to kind of get a little bit more comfortable with them?
No way. I don't know. I don't. Because you always hear the outbreaks are after big weddings. But, I mean, I'm sure they could be done social distance. I was invited to one. My wife and I, we didn't go just for that reason.
We got a wedding sitch with Caitlin. Good morning.
What's up, Caitlin?
Caitlin and Dripping Sprees. Good morning. Thank you so much. You were invited to a wedding in December?
Yes. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much. I love the show.
So what's the deal here with the wedding? Are you scared because of COVID or?
Yeah, December should be better.
Well, see, I feel really silly because actually what I need help with is really not even COVID related.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got invited to a wedding in December, but I don't know if it is a like tactic to get her guests to wear a mask or just her being weird. I don't know. My friend is requiring that every guest, including her and her groom, to wear a costume to the wedding.
Okay. Like what kind of costume? Like what you would wear at Halloween?
Right.
Pretty much. Like there's a list of rules that she sent out with the like invitations and everything. And like we have to dress up either in a category of comics, superheroes, or TV characters.
Dude, this would be Booker's dream. Why do I for some
Why?
Weird reason, I could see Booker being all about this.
Really?
And so excited. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm on an ocean, Sarah.
I do not think Booker would be into this at all.
You don't think?
I think he would come. Well, number one, he hates weddings.
That's true.
Number two, he having to get dressed up and go find the costume, not his jam.
But by the way, I don't hate weddings. I just hate going to them. I mean, okay. If you're getting married, I wish you well. Yeah. I just don't want to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So what's your situation? Are you dating anyone? You weren't going to ask me to go with you, were you?
Well, no, I mean, I could, but no, I am single, and I had been planning on using this as an excuse to ask out this guy that I'm really interested in, because I was like, you know, weddings are a good, you know, segue to, like, dating. Like, oh, will you be my date to this wedding? Like, it's super low, you know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
This is not a low-key wedding anymore.
I do think it's, like, a little awkward. I think it just depends on, like, how cool this dude is. Like, junior year of high school, we had to go in costume to homecoming, and it was super embarrassing because I was already nervous, and then I was in a dumb costume, and he was wearing tights because he dressed up as a prince. And for me, it was just like too much going on. But if y'all are like chill and cool, I think it could be a fun first date story.
What Sarah's failing to mention is he was a frog until she kissed him.
That's true.
Dude.
So, yes, the only weird caveat about this, inviting him to a wedding is fine, but inviting him to a wedding and saying, oh, by the way, you had to dress up like Batman is, that is a little bizarre.
Too much.
So what's the question? Oh, and then if you're going to a wedding, odds are you have a nice suit in your closet. But if you're going to a wedding that it's costume themed, then you have to buy a costume. So then who's going to pay for that? Are you on the hook for having to pay for it since you invited him?
Oh, well, I totally would be willing to pay
you
for
would.
His costume.
Oh.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Man. I think that's fun. Go for it.
Different strokes for different folks, man. That's
the question is like, yeah, I'm totally willing on like to pay for his costume and everything because, like, that is totally weird. And like you said, like, everybody has, like, a suit or, like, a nice dress that they could wear to a wedding. But, like, a costume, I'm not expecting that. But, like, I guess my question is, like, would this end the relationship before it even began? Like, would this be something like, oh, she's the weird girl who wanted me to dress up like that or like anything and go to a wedding with her before we even really
Here's my thought
knew,
on this.
Knew each other?
I got a great answer for this.
Yep.
If it is, then he wasn't the right guy anyway.
Exactly. Exactly what Booker said, because don't you want a guy that can get dressed up and go to a wedding with you if that's what your friends are into and have fun?
I am super self-conscious, I feel like, about those kind of things because I do want someone who is willing to, you know, goof off and have fun with me. But then I also don't want to be – I don't want guys to look at me and be like, oh, she's that, like, weird girl. You know what I mean?
No. I think it's great. And if he's willing to do it and is into it, then what a great dude. And side note, I love the idea of the bride and groom having a costume-themed wedding. It's different. It's unique. Weddings are not fun. This is an opportunity to have some fun. It sounds very lighthearted and good for them. I think it's great. I still would never go,
yeah.
but good for them.
And by the way, how many people do you think are be dressed up as Grey's Anatomy or the Good Doctor, General Hospital, or New Amsterdam? The mask, guys, doctors, TV shows,
oh, well,
TV themes.
I mean, yes, but most superheroes wear masks, too. So
yeah. Batman doesn't have a mouth covering, bro.
Well, that's true. Well, Batman is...
Superman doesn't have a mouth covering.
Well, those are all pre-COVID.
Deadpool.
Very good point.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
Y'all, it's my favorite time of year. There's a new crop of dating terms out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're not as excited as I want you to be.
Oh,
but
I'm
let's
excited.
Run through them. You try to figure out what they are, and then I'll explain them to you.
Ooh.
Okay? White clawing.
White clawing. I feel like I have heard this before.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I have no idea what that means.
It's when you've dated someone that you found painfully attractive, but who is otherwise bland, just like a hard seltzer. And you're staying with them despite
Jesus.
Not being totally interested. You're white clawing them.
Okay.
Okay. This one's easy. A virtual one night stand. That's something that has happened because of quarantine. You go on a Zoom date and you never see them again.
Okay.
How about flash panning? The first few days and weeks of a new relationship are intense in a really good way. You can't get enough of each other. A flash panner is someone who lives for that excitement but tends to disappear as soon as it cools down.
Ooh.
Okay, I've never heard of this one, and it's an old school reference, but I think people are still watching Friends. Rossing. So you remember where Ross and Rachel take a break, and then Ross goes straight out and hooks up with someone else? So Rossing someone is when you're dating someone new, and before you can talk about how exclusive you plan to be as a couple, you find out they're still on the apps hooking up with other people. They're Rossing you.
That's funny.
Okay.
Exoskeletoning. Okay, this is a hard one.
Oh,
exoskeletoning. Exoskeletoning. Thank you.
Exoskeletoning.
It's so hard.
So you are living outside your body.
No, you're never going to get it.
Nah.
So skeletons, think skeletons in the closet. So it describes the act of your partner's ex reaching out to you. And apparently, this does happen. How about obligus swiping?
Okay. You're desperate, so you're just swiping yes on dudes that you might not even necessarily be attracted to just because you want more options.
Yeah, kind of. You might like people, send a message or two, but you don't plan on ever meeting up or being too serious. And yet, you take comfort in the fact that you're still lying. So you're just swiping because you told your friends, like, yeah, I'll get on the app. You just swipe. I'm just swiping, you know.
Obligus
swiping. Really go out with them. You're obligus swiping.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, have you ever been glamboozled?
Oh,
I love this.
Yes,
one.
I know exactly what this is. It's when someone's super hot on the app and you meet them in person. They look nothing like what they do. They were so attractive and they're not in real life.
Is that the case,
well,
Sarah?
We must have different versions of our dictionary because glamboozled in my dictionary is like you've showered, you've curled your hair, you've put on your eye makeup. And then you get a text from your date asking to cancel. You've been dun dun dun
glamboozled. Okay,
I love
all
it.
Right, I got it.
If you want the full list, text date to 51993.
All right, thank you, Sarah. What Kim Kardashian is doing to celebrate the big 4-0 is just super indulgent, but I'd do the same thing if I had her, Monty. We'll tell you all about it. What's trending coming up next on Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden was such a show that I wondered if anybody was interested in seeing a second one.
No.
But then I thought, well, it's kind of like a car crash. It's like, you can't stop looking.
I mean, you're right.
Except the most annoying part is how they talked all over each other.
Awful.
That is going to get resolved on Thursday night's debate between the president and vice president because when each candidate gives his initial two-minute response to a debate topic, the other guy's microphone will be cut off. After those 2 minutes, an open debate will begin during which the mics will not be muted, but interruptions by a candidate will count toward his time.
Is there going to be a plastic divider? Because, like, what if they get mad, their mic is muted, and then they just walk over to the other person's mic?
Or just shouting at each other. It's, dude, oh, man.
Believe it or not, Trump is okay with this. His campaign says he is, quote, committed to debating Joe Biden regardless of last-minute rule changes from the biased commission in their latest attempt to provide advantage to their favored candidate.
Are they doing this online or are they doing this, like, live?
This will be live.
Okay.
What do you mean online?
Well, I thought they were supposed to do, like, an online, like a Zoom debate.
They were supposed to do a virtual debate, but Donald Trump refused to do that. So instead, they each held a town hall.
Gotcha.
Individually. The second presidential debate will take place Thursday night. For whatever reason, we're still having these debates because I can't imagine there's a human being in this world that is still undecided as to whom they're going to be voting for.
This is really cool and really smart of AMC Theaters. I don't know if you know this, but they're letting customers rent out the entire auditorium for private film screenings for up to 20 people, and it only starts at $99. It's a pretty good deal, y'all. I mean, think about it. Going to a movie pre-pandemic, was it like a family of four? You could get up to $100, right? Like if you like do it upright, like tickets, popcorn, food, drinks, cocktails.
Even if you rent out the theater, you're still going to be paying all that for food and
whatnot. Exactly.
Yeah, but still, it's an awesome experience. I mean, it's a way for AMC to stay alive. You can go to their website and you could sign up to do this. You're going to get contacted within 3 business days from a representative of AMC to see what days are available and what movie you want. There are several options on their website for your private showing. For example, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Shrek, Hocus Pocus, several movies. I mean, of course, there's no newer movies. I guess there is one. Was it Tenet that came out?
Yes.
If you want to rent out a theater, maybe for a private party for 20 people and you social distance, you can go to AMC's website and inquire about it.
There were other like movie theaters doing this over the summer, and it just felt like it was like the Goonies, and that's the only option. It was like, do you want to see the Goonies? Oh, you want to rent out the theater and see the Goonies? Well, you can see the Goonies if you want.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
like,
way more options this time.
There's so few people going to the theater that if you just buy a ticket, you're probably going to be in the theater by yourself.
Bro,
so.
I wanted to say that, but I want to give love to AMC and hope this works out, but you're absolutely right. Actually, my friend Eric, who lives in Cedar Park, went to Alamo Drafthouse on Friday alone to watch a movie. He said he came home so depressed because it was him and 3 other people.
Wow.
Oh, that's the best.
It's great, that's he doesn't want to see Alamo close, you know?
Well, that's like normal. Like, I used to go to the movies during the day all the time, and I would go specifically because it would be like me and one other person.
Sarah, he went at Friday at 9 p.m.
Oh, wow. That's a little different.
I mean, a little bit.
It's different. So Kim Kardashian is turning 40 years old tomorrow,
yeah.
And it's going to be awesome because she is getting all her friends, and they're going to some private island location in the Caribbean, we think. But the guests don't know where they're going. All they know is in the early hours, they're going to board a jet, and then they will learn the party destination. They've already been tested once for COVID-19, and they will be retested over the weekend, so they're going to be super safe. But how exciting. Like, we know all the sisters are going. We know her mom is going. We know her friend Jonathan is going. But, like, I'm so jealous. They could be going to Bora Bora. They could be going to Richard Branson's Nectar Island, which only can take 22 people. They could be going to the Bahamas. They could be going to Turks and Caicos. I don't know. All I know is I wish I was one of her friends because that sounds so fun. Like, you always hear about rich people who are like, hey, girl, just pack up your bags and be outside and the jet will come and pick you up. I would love that to happen.
If it was me, I'd do the ultimate prank. I would, like, you know how right now a lot of people are doing, like, a lot of companies that are doing, like, those flights, like, that you just get on and, like, you fly around for a couple hours and land in the same spot?
Yes.
I would do that. And like blindfold everyone. And then we land. It's like, hey, we're back where we started. Yeah. They'd be so upset.
For all of these stories and more, just text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming on your phone and even in your smart speakers through the radio.com app.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said Think Fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Hey, thank you so much. How's everybody doing this morning? 20. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey, 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 hey. All right, here we go. Will Sarah be back as champion again? I felt like it really came down to the wire last week.
It was the last second, man.
It was kind of like a double overtime. Sarah with a win at the last moment.
It felt like it hurt, man.
All right, so here we go. First to five is going to win the game we call Think Fast. Think Fast. Name something everyone has a picture of on their phone starting with F.
Father.
A female. Some people don't have fathers.
Okay, I'll go with female. Yes, I'll go with female. Female's better than
everyone has, man.
How do you know? How do you know everybody has a picture of a female on their phone?
Here's how I know. 100% every guy has a picture of a female on his phone. And if you're a woman, then you have a million pictures of yourself. So
I'm just saying
female,
that
yes,
some
no,
people
I'm going with that.
Might not take pictures and they might not have like,
no.
one, they might only have
no.
one or two in their camera roll. So
how about
you can't
this?
Say that.
I can say it. People are far more likely to have pictures of females on their phone than of their father. I have not. Well, maybe I do. I have one. Yeah,
I will search the rest of my life because there's someone out there that probably has one or two pictures on their camera roll and it's not a female.
But there's more females than fathers, so we can't say that either. So maybe this question doesn't count.
I think it's a bad question.
It was a good question, but it was two bad answers on our part.
How about me? I was thinking of food. Does everybody have a picture of food on their phone?
I mean, I don't
know. Probably not.
I don't know.
You guys are so.
I
have a feeling this is going to go bad.
If you're going to say food, then you should be able to say father.
Here we go. Name a brand of running shoes starting with P.
Puma.
Puma's good, Alex.
Do they make running shoes?
Yes. Yes.
Usain Bolt isn't a fisherman. He's a runner. And
he's a runner.
Sponsored
he
by
wears
Puma.
Puma. Okay, here we go. Boy, somebody's a little frustrated this morning. You look out.
Well, you always tell me never to assume, so now that is part of my doctrine.
Well, that's good. You know
never
what?
Never assume.
Good. That's good.
And
that's
good.
So
I'm the same
never
way.
Never assume right. that everybody has food in their camera.
I'm glad I've learned you something. All right. You look out your back window, something you don't want to see starting with an M.
A monster.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one,
That's
Sarah.
A good one.
The score is Alex 2, Sarah 1. Name a Supreme Court justice, past or present, starting with A.
Aretha.
Franklin, yes.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Come on. Find out what the Supreme Court means to me.
Could be a popular name.
It's the very first woman. Anita
Justice?
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's really funny. Anita Baker.
Sarah was thinking of Anita Hill.
Is that her?
Who Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice, had an affair with.
Oh, man.
So, no.
Alan, no, this is embarrassing. I should know them all.
It is embarrassing.
Well,
Antonin Scalia or Anthony Kennedy were the first two that came
Antonin.
To mind. All right,
See,
here we go.
It's like we know Scalia, but I forget his name's Antonin.
Alex 2, Sarah 1, Think Fast, first to five's a winner. Name something people steal from work, starting with T.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Toilet paper.
Alex Franco 3, Sarah 1. Oh.
You know what's frustrating about it?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Think Fast, name something Booker always talks about, starting with B.
Bread.
Brianna. I was going to say your wife, Brianna.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to Alex. I never talk about bread, but I talk about my wife.
You talk about Brianna.
Wow, I hope she's not listening. That's not true, baby. I talk about you all the time.
Oh, my God.
What about brisket, dum-dums?
Dude, dang. We just had some, too.
Talk about bread because y'all go to the Great Harvest Bread Company.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
you
do.
You talk about
oh my
that
God.
Warm
hey.
Bread.
Hey, we talked about it one time.
Hey, I got to give it to Sarah, bro. When you are on your bread kick, you do not shut up. You're like, oh, my God, that's the best bread ever. Fresh bread, bro. You don't understand. I'll give it to Sarah.
I was going
to
give that one to Alex for the sanctity of my marriage.
No, it's bread.
I do talk about bread a lot.
You do talk about Brianna.
You do. We're just joking.
All right,
you
here
do.
We go. 3-2, think fast. Name a laundry product starting with C.
Clorox.
Yeah, Clorox. It's a bleach. 4-2.
What were you thinking, by the way?
Cheer. I was thinking of a laundry detergent, actually.
You use Cheer?
No, we use Arm & Hammer, I think. I don't know. I don't do laundry.
I think.
That's my wife, Brianna, who I talk about all the time.
Bro.
For the win. If your boyfriend smelled like this, you would get suspicious, starting with a P.
Perfume.
That's not what I was saying. Good, but good, Sarah, for going with the G-rated answer.
Hold
bro.
Up.
Oh, my God. I was thinking what Sarah was thinking. Definitely not what you were
Stop
thinking.
Stop it right
All
now.
Right, here we go.
Hey, Sarah, if your husband comes home smelling like petunias, man, I'm going to tell you, you're in
That's
trouble.
That's what I was thinking.
You
right
are
there,
in
petunias.
Trouble because he's got flowers given to some other girl. You know what I'm saying?
All right, puppies. Here we go. Alex could take it with the correct answer and think fast.
Wait, what's the score?
4-3, Sarah, 4-3. Alex Franco's on top.
Gross.
Sarah! Don't be thinking like that, dude.
Name an actor known for sitcoms starting with K.
Oh, gee. Kramer.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Michael Keaton?
No, starting with K.
Oh, with sitcoms?
Keanu Reeves.
Not known for sitcoms. No.
I want to get this so bad. Kate McKinnon. Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh! Kate Walsh!
Bro.
Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh. No, okay. That's not a sitcom. She's only dramas.
What about Kate McKinnon for SNL? Well, that's not a sitcom either.
Wait, what's a sitcom?
Oh, guys.
I mean, isn't it TV? I'm thinking television.
Well, Booker, to be fair, I said Kate McKinnon. And
you
then
did,
I said,
but
no,
SNL's not
SNL.
A sitcom, so.
SNL's not a sitcom?
No.
What's a sitcom?
A sitcom is a scripted comedy, like Big Bang Theory or Two and a Half Men or something.
Big Bang Theory. What's her face?
Or how about
I
this
can never
one, guys?
Say her name right.
Kelsey Grammer. How about Kirk Cameron, if you really want to go back?
Like, really?
I'm just saying.
Really old, bro.
Dude.
Really old.
Wow.
All right. I'm running out of questions, so I sure hope that somebody gets an answer quick. Name something your kid might hide in her room, starting with C.
Colors. Cash. Candy.
Candy's good. And now the time has come. The score is tied at 4 apiece.
God.
Whoever gets
underdog.
This one correct is going to win. Think fast.
I wish we kept a record.
Sarah,
of how many wins
you're
we have.
Losing the dramatic effect.
I know, but like it would be so much more dramatic if it would be like, this is for Sarah's 20th week.
Nah.
And here we go. Think fast. Name something you might find in your couch cushion starting with P.
Pennies.
Yep, there you go, Sarah.
I was going to say coins, but I'm like, God dang it.
Come from behind.
Oh,
man.
I was going to say coins, and then my mind shifted to pennies.
Wow. I guess you could say it changed.
Oh.
You don't have to rub it in, man.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
His current record is 1,503 wins with just 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Mariana. Mariana lives in Kyle. She's a stay-at-home mom. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Pants, Beast, Booker!
Mariana!
Hey,
hey, hey!
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave the room right now. Sarah's about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. I don't know what they are. I'm not going to be able to hear anything. Make it super fair. And then whenever you're finished answering, I'll come back and I will do the same. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Mariana, good luck to you.
No cheating with that toddler in the background. Kidding. All right, Mariana, Mr. Brad Booker's out the door. Good luck.
Question number one. Dwayne Johnson sent his 101-year-old fan free tequila on her birthday. Said to sip it, don't do shots. Dwayne Johnson is also known as...
The Rock.
The host of Some Good News, a popular YouTube show during the early quarantine times, is 41 years old today. What is that actor's name? Married to Emily Blunt.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to pass.
Okay. Billie Eilish had an optical illusion over the weekend on her Instagram. She had shoes that no one could tell if they were pink and white or mint and white. They actually were... the one that kind of matches her hair color. So what would match her hair color?
Yeah, it was mint and white, and she was saying that her dad was saying it was pink and white.
Oh, you watched it too?
Yeah, because I follow her. I even sent her a question, which I'm still waiting for her to respond back, which she hasn't. So we'll see what happens if she'll answer my question.
Did you think the shoes were pink and white too, right at the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning, but when she put them in the sunlight, you could see it was like, it's mint and white. Okay, so she was right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so a Boston news anchor has revealed she has been fired from her job after appearing in Hubie Halloween, which is a new movie on Netflix starring what comedian?
Adam Sandler.
And finally, Bruce Willis has brought back his Die Hard character for a new short film commercial with Advanced Auto Parts. What was his character's name in Die Hard?
I'm going to have to pass. It's like at the tip of my tongue, but I'm going to have to pass on that.
All right. We'll bring him back in.
Booker! What's up?
Hi. Hey. She got three right.
Nice.
That's very good.
Okay. Dwayne Johnson sent his 101-year-old fan free tequila on her birthday and said, it's not time to do shots. He's like, sip it. Don't shoot it. Anyway, Dwayne Johnson, also known as...
The Rock.
Yeah. What is the name of the actor who hosted Some Good News on YouTube at the very beginning of quarantine? He just turned 41 today and is married to Emily Blunt.
John Krasinski?
Yeah. Over the weekend, Billie Eilish had an optical illusion with her shoes, and it sparked a debate. Are they pink and white, or are they mint and white? Well, they were the color that matched her hair. Therefore, they would be.
The bigger question was, who the hell cares?
Oh,
apparently a lot
of
people.
She did.
Yeah, a lot of people
she
did.
She did.
The color of Billie Eilish's shoes did not consume an ounce of my energy over the weekend, for the record. Mint and white, if it was the same color as her hair.
Yeah, mint and white. She kept saying pink and white or mint and white, but it was mint and white. A Boston news anchor revealed she's been fired from her job after appearing in Hubie Halloween on Netflix, which, by the way, was actually really fun. Who's the star of Hubie Halloween?
Adam Sandler.
Finally, Bruce Willis has brought back his Die Hard character for a new short film. It's a commercial for Advanced Auto Parts. What is his character's name in Die Hard?
Come on, man. Only the greatest Christmas movie of all time. John McClane.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Mariana, you did good still, Mariana.
You knew what you knew.
She knew what she knew. All right. Well,
she knew what she knew.
Very well.
Thank you, you guys. My name is Mariana from Kyle, and I cannot be Booker.
Good try. All right.
Coming up next, it's Booker's Court. Alicia and Ryan are having a lover's squabble over their toilet. Bidet or no bidet?
Wow.
That is the question. We'll help answer it. Coming up, Booker's Court, just minutes away on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
All rise. The somewhat honorable Brad Booker is tiptoeing into the courtroom. I was going to say the studio, but it's a courtroom because he's a judge.
That's right.
I love the somewhat honorable.
Please be seated, y'all. Thank you. We have our litigants here in the courtroom. And it is Alicia and Ryan.
Alicia.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, so this is going to be fun. We're going to hear their argument, and then we're going to flesh out the details. Because
I see what you did there.
They're arguing over a bidet. Alicia, we'll start off with you. Tell us why you say nay to the bidet.
Well, for starters, they look stupid. And I really just, like, I don't have any desire to understand them. And there's no way I'm going to get a used bidet.
Wait, hold on. Time out.
Oh, man.
I thought you wanted to spend the money on a bidet, Ryan. I didn't know that you wanted to spend the money on a used bidet.
Bro.
Well, look, it's not like, so the Facebook Marketplace advertisement.
Wait, hold on. Time out. I'm sorry.
It gets better and better by the minute.
So you're trying to get a used bidet from the Facebook Marketplace.
It's literally the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Look.
Wait. Hold on. Ryan, we're going to allow you. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. But first, let's jump back to Alicia and let her give her argument as to why she says no.
So they're stupid. I don't understand them. I don't know why somebody thinks a bidet is going to properly clean them. Mm-hmm. He wants a used one, which is just, it's totally disgusting to me. And the products from Japan, all the symbols and instructions are in Japanese. We don't speak Japanese. Like, what use is he going to get out of this?
Okay, Alicia's made some pretty good points. Ryan, let's hear your argument as to why you should get the bidet.
Okay, so it's not used in the sense that it has been used. The guy bought it, didn't know how to install it, probably ran into the same Japanese problem. and just decided to sell it instead of you trying to figure it out. I guess he got frustrated or something. But, you know, we live in an information age. You can Google stuff. A bidet it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, you just hook up the piping and...
And go.
And go.
And go.
Yeah. Literally. It's a two-step project.
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, number two.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all remember the shortage we had earlier this year in the summer? Like, yes. People were fighting for toilet paper.
Bro, totally. Yes.
Shoot, I used a I use the shower hose sometimes.
Gross.
Just to
well,
that's not gross, actually. That's not gross. Obvious. I mean, you got to do what you got to do,
bro. That's disgusting.
Yeah. You're left clean, and you're not wasting all that paper. You're not spending money on it. You're just using your water you have there, and you're washing your hands after you know.
Absolutely.
Gross.
Bro, you stick your finger up there. He uses a shower.
I don't stick my finger up in there.
Oh, you should.
Where is this going?
I don't even know.
So disgusted.
Don't knock it till you try it, honey.
Oh, my God.
Okay, where were we?
Oh, man.
Bidet?
Yeah.
Or not bidet? That is the question.
Wow.
So we've heard from both Alicia and Ryan. Alicia just doesn't matter. Used or not used, she just thinks bidets are stupid. Ryan, you say you've been wanting a bidet for a long time, and ultimately it's going to save you money because we're talking about half price. You just have to figure out how to install it. The instructions are in Japanese. This is going to be fun. I can't wait to hear the decision that Sarah and Alex will come to. They are the jury. They will deliberate and then decide coming up. All right, we're back with Booker's Court. So we just spoke to Alicia and Ryan. They're arguing over whether or not to get a bidet. Bidet or no bidet? So Alicia says that A, they look stupid. B, she doesn't understand them or understand why anybody would want one. She in no way, shape, or form wants to get a used bidet. And the instructions are in Japanese. They don't speak Japanese. Ryan says it's not actually used. I mean, yeah, it's not new, but it was never installed. He couldn't figure it out because the instructions are in Japanese. But the good news is he can get it for half the price. It will save them money. And what if there's another toilet paper shortage? They're going to be prepared. So, Alex and Sarah,
man,
let's hear from you.
Ladies first on this one.
Oh, okay. So I have a running list of things that I will not buy used on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. They include a fabric couch. I'm okay with the leather because you can wipe it down. Personal pillows, underwear, and now I feel like I'm going to add bidet. I didn't even know that was something you could sell on Facebook Marketplace. I don't know. There's just something like, even if the guy set it on his toilet, maybe he didn't hook it up. Maybe he sat his butt on it. I don't know. It's too much. I say no. No used bidet. And also bidets in general, if it was brand new, confuse me. I don't want water going up there.
We feel you.
And I'm saying no.
All right. Sarah says no.
Man.
Alex?
Man, I'm going to tell you. So I've had two experiences with bidets before. One of them was at a very nice hotel in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a bidet. It wasn't the seat cover one. It was an actual like porcelain one where like you go number two on the real toilet and then you get off and then walk over to the other one and squat down.
Ugh.
I tried.
That's a whole lot of work.
Bro, my hamstrings were just killing me. My quads were burning. I was like, I'm good. The other experience was with the seat bidet, the toilet seat cover one. I was in a nice hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. And here's the thing. I had no clue how to use it because all the buttons, a lot of them were like in Japanese. And I was just very overwhelmed and I gave up. And I literally went to use the restroom in the other restroom inside the hotel. There's something gross about buying this type of thing on Facebook Marketplace. Like I asked myself, would I ever buy a normal toilet seat used from someone? No, that's gross. No way. This is a toilet seat, guys. It shoots water. And by the way, I was just looking online. I didn't realize how much bidets were. Even a used one on eBay, there's this Toshiba one for $279. It's a Japanese model from a guy that like moved from Japan to the U.S. and is just trying to sell it and get rid of it. All the buttons, and I don't know if this is the case of them, but the actual buttons are in Japanese. So if you know Japanese, great. If you don't, it's not for me. It's just gross, bro. No one can be that dirty that needs a bidet. You know what I'm saying?
And can I just add, I use a public restroom all the time, but I don't want to bring a public restroom into my house. Thank you.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning like I sit on a toilet seat that other people use when I'm out and about, mm-hmm. but I don't want to bring a toilet seat that other people have used mm-hmm. into my house.
Oh, but he's saying that nobody's used it before.
I mean, do we know that? It's on Facebook Marketplace.
I think there's a lot of confusion about bidets. And by the way, my buddy just got a bidet, and he calls it the Enterprise.
Because, from Star Trek?
Uh-huh. Because it goes around Uranus killing Klingons.
Nope.
Are you serious, dude?
You really tried hard. He looked that one up because he stumbled saying it.
All right. Anyway,
My God.
It's a shame that you guys are disagreeing here because I don't necessarily agree with your verdict, but I guess I don't have to. Oftentimes a judge has to rule on things that the jury decides that he doesn't agree with, but he or she doesn't agree with.
We've just had bad bidet experiences, I think.
Maybe you were just having a bad bidet.
Exactly.
Oh. Anyway, the verdict is in, and the answer is no.
Continue using that shower head, bro.
Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, that's even worse.